Well, this is great. Thank you. I really, really appreciate you wanting to do something here on this.
Oh, man, my pleasure. Well, you know what? I've got an enhanced blog section. I thought, well, what can I do that's going to be easy to do to keep fresh stuff up there and fun to do? And I thought, well, I can do a Throwback Thursday thing. That's pretty easy every week and find videos of these songs. The problem is songs from back in the 70s and the 80s and even some of the 90s, there aren't a lot of videos out there. But then I found the song about baseball video that you had told me about, but that I found it before you told me about it with this guy. I don't even, what was the guy's name that did it?
Scott Bachman.
An amazing video.
Yeah, I can hear Bob Bennett sing anytime I want to. So, but when I tuned into that video, I was a little like grabbed the Kleenex toward the end. He did a great job.
Yeah, he did. He really did. He really captured it. When I first heard this, I thought, this is a kindred spirit. I've got to listen to more of this guy's music. And of course, it's from the album Matters of the Heart, which had, I think, 47 number one songs on it.
I only wish, but it had a couple. It had a couple that got some nice attention back in the day, that's for sure.
But song about baseball, my basic philosophy of life is there are two seasons, baseball and Christmas. And baseball represents life as it is, and Christmas represents life as it's meant to be.
And
from a theological background, I think that's a solid position, although it needs to be fleshed out a little bit. But your song about baseball, while it doesn't mention Christmas at all, uses it as a spiritual analogy.
I appreciate that. And of course, kind of a semi-funny story about this is that I deliberately wrote it in the way that I did and put in what I put in and left out what I left out. And by that, let me explain. I had a dear soul come up to me about 25 years ago, and she, because there's a line in the song that says, "Just another kid on camera day when the Angels still played in L.A. And I've actually got a stack of photographs that my father took of camera day at Chavez Ravine when the Angels were still the Los Angeles Angels. And the picture on the album is me and the great Albie Pearson. But I have a stack of pictures of me at 10 years old with all these different Angel players and the manager and all that. And it was a ton of kids there. So the idea was, I'm just this little anonymous kid in the middle of all this thing. But this young woman came up to me and said, "You're not just another kid on camera day. You're the king's kid." You know, and she wanted me to write it differently. And then I had people, God love them, that they would come to me and say, "Why don't you write that last verse that says, you know, God is my father and he's sitting in the bleachers and watching the game. And, and you know, why don't you say this explicitly?" And in my lesser moments, because I can be a smart aleck if I need to be, in my lesser moments, what I said was, there's a brand new story form out called The Parable. And I think when you find out about that, you're going to really, really like it.
Yeah, to me, if you had gone any closer to this is what it means, it would have lost all its meaning.
You know, Jerry, I mean, not to sidetrack into areas that you're not that interested in, but to me, that's one of the jobs of a songwriter is to do just enough. When someone is listening to a song, you want to give the listener an sense of investment and discovery. You don't want to reach over on the plate and cut up their food for them. And sometimes in well-meaning and well-intentioned Christian music, we kind of overwrite. We make things a little too obvious, and I think we take away the joy of discovery from the listener. So one of the things that a song about baseball did is it made me realize that even kids who didn't have this background, didn't even have a sports background, could relate to the story in one form or another. I've had guys who said, "Look, I was the captain of the football team. I had more pins on my high school letter than any other guy, and my dad never showed up to anything." So even when the story was quite different than mine, people were responding to the song.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and your analogy of cutting up people's food, I think some people actually want it pre-chewed.
Yep, I guess there's a market for that. I'm just not that guy.
Yeah.
And I want it to be interesting, and I want it to be interesting. You know, for you to say that the record still sounds good and meaningful to you is not just an appeal to my big ego, which Lord knows I have, but it's also, it makes me, you know, hopeful that this music has legs, that it lasts over time, that it holds up to repeated listenings. I've got my own cast of characters in terms of artists and albums that I listen to where this stuff never gets old to me. It still informs me and instructs me and encourages me.
And there are not a lot of records from contemporary Christian music genre that I put in that category, but Matters of the Heart certainly is one of them.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. That's a good day at the office for me.
Yeah.